Online Podcast, March 22nd, 2005. Hello, hello. Hi, all. Welcome back to another episode of Online Podcast. I first of all have to apologize for not making any podcast for the last couple of weeks. As you can probably hear from my voice, I'm a little under the weather, and in fact, it was pretty bad. Last week, I had a cold. In fact, last weekend, I just woke up with this scratchy throat, and I thought it was allergy, but then a few days later, boom, a big cold just fell on me without me even realizing that I was going to get a cold. And of course, then followed by this cough and what appeared to be like a bronchitis, and my chest is still kind of tight a little bit, and it's just not pretty. Anyway, so, and I hope you understand, and I've been getting lots of emails also from friends and fans, actually. I shouldn't say fan. I should just say listeners. A couple of listeners, especially one in here in the United States and another one in Australia. What was that noise? Anyway, I am warm and cozy down here in my basement, what we call it, or I call it Studio A. And very comfortable, because usually it is really, really cold in the basement. Not that it's not cold today. In fact, for March, end of March, or we're approaching the end of March, it is fairly cold for this time of year. And it was kind of rainy, and in fact, it was snowing big chunks of flakes this afternoon, but no accumulation, of course. But it was cold. But my Studio A is warm and comfortable because I bought a new heater. We have a small space heater that I always use in the bathroom because I'm afraid of cold after I shower and need that to warm myself up. And we have one upstairs, but it makes a really loud, the fan makes a really loud noise, so I don't like to have it in the basement in my recording studio, because that wouldn't be good. So I went out to the store, and since because it's the end of the cold season, they are actually having some of the heaters on sale. So I found one that's 50% off, so I got one. It's really good. It, in fact, what is it called? Carbon something element, heating element, or whatever. What it does is, instead of having the element heat up and then have a fan blow out the air, all it does is it has some reflectors on the back, and it will reflect the heat, and the element that actually lights up turn into this bright orange, and then the heat and light get reflected back to the front, and it really creates a whole lot of heat without generating any noise at all. So that's really good. And my voice is coming back. Today is the first day that I actually feel a little bit better than the past few days. And I'm glad, because I'll be singing this Friday, this Saturday, and Sunday. Because it's, you know, Easter. So I have a bunch on my list. In fact, lots to tell you. Last week's show, I thought was awful, and I'm really sorry that if you have to endure that for the whole 35-40 minutes. I felt like I have to say something, and I just went with it because that's the time that I usually go by, 40 minutes, and I'm sorry that you had to do that, because it really sucked. I don't think I mentioned anything at all. I don't know. But anyway, during last week's show, I said that I checked out a friend of mine's new car, the Prius, Toyota Prius. Is it Toyota? Yeah, Toyota Prius. And I think I called Prius Prius, which is really not Prius, it's Prius. And of course, I was even doubting myself about pronouncing it correctly, and I really did pronounce it wrong. So it's Prius, Toyota Prius. And I still like the car, simply because that darn gas price is so high. Now, everywhere you go, pretty much you're going to find it $2 at least for the cheapest kind of gas. And for people who are not familiar with this kind of gas pricing, well, I'm from Malaysia, and lots of my listeners are probably also from Malaysia or has some relation to Malaysia, or at least know that I'm from Malaysia. So this is it. When I was in Malaysia, you don't have to go shop around for gas. And here in the United States, we actually do have to shop around I want to shop around for gas so I don't pay a higher price. And in Malaysia, we don't have to do that because the government controls the price. So everywhere you go, the gas station would have the same price. So you don't have to worry about that. And, excuse me. Did you hear that wheeze? That was my lungs. Oh my gosh. And, so what I was saying is, here in the United States, if you are new to, this, you know, price shopping for the cheapest price, for gas, in Malaysia we call it the petrol. If you're not familiar with that, here in the United States, we actually do go out and, shop for the cheapest gas, because all the gas stations can set their own price. And of course, I have this one favorite gas station that I always go to, that's sort of on my way home from work and to other places. And on 75th and 75th Street, and what is that? Holmes and 75th Street, that corner, the northwest corner of it. And so I always go to that same gas station. So that was the only one gas station that I don't think haven't reached the $2 mark. It's getting close. I'm not surprised if it does. So it's really bad. And that's the reason why I want to look for a car that has great mileage, gas mileage. And, just happens that I saw my friend's car and it was so nice. And actually he let me, drive in, his Prius. Just on top of the rooftop of the parking lot after work one night. And he said, try it. So I tried it. It's really, really nice. I'm still thinking about it. The only concern is I don't think I can afford it at this point. I would have to set aside $400 a month for car payment. And that's quite a lot. So I might not do it. I might wait for a while. I was having that itch of getting it right away. And since I have to wait for 6 to 9 months to order one, I thought I'll just wait for a while. Let myself cool down, and also maybe start Susie Orman, one of this great financial advisor TV personality. She said, if you want to try out purchasing a car or a house and you want to see if you can actually afford it without being too much a pinch before you get into buying, purchasing anything, is to pretend like you were to buy one and see how much payment. So I'm guessing about $300 plus $400. If I can set aside $400 for maybe 3 months, 4 months, and see if I can actually handle that payment. If I can, great. If I can't, means I cannot afford it. So that's a good advice for those people who wants to try wants to buy a big purchase and then are still not sure whether or not you can afford it. That's a good way of doing it. Plus, you have all this 3-4 months of the savings, and you might, if you think you can afford it, you can use that as a down payment. So that's a good idea. And so where was I going with that? Oh, and so I really like that car still, but I don't know if I want to do the purchase right now. But I still really like it. And plus it gives you 45 to 50, I think it's like 45 to 50 miles per gallon. That is really good. I think I'm getting maybe 25 right now. So Maybe they would cope with that stupid price hike of the gas price hike. Talking about gas price hike, the reason why we keep the basement so cold, it's not because I like it. It's because we have to. When I was in Malaysia, before I went to Malaysia, I kept the house constantly when I'm at home. It's like, why suffer, right? I mean, I don't mind the gas price a little bit higher. The gas bill a little bit higher because I'm cold. I'll just turn up the heat. I didn't used to be that way. I could, have the house at 65, 68. It would be really cold, but I wouldn't complain. But as I'm getting older, it really is very cold. So I like to turn the house up to about 70 degrees, 68, 70 degrees, even sometimes 72. And oh my gosh, did you know how much the gas price was? It was double what we usually pay for. It's like 1 month I came home with like $160 of gas bill. And then the highest one was like $220. It was outrageous. So after that first big bill, we cut down entirely and we keep the house really cold at 65 degrees, I think. And we just wear sweater and, long pants and long sleeve and sweater. And sometimes I even wear 3-4 layers at home. And I don't think that contributes to the cold, though. Maybe it did. But anyway, but now that I have this cool little heater, I can come down here without feeling like I'm in an igloo or something, or a big frozen cave. Couldn't resist that. So anyway, so the gas bill was really high, so it sucks, and the gas price for my car is really high, it really sucks, so I wanted to get a new car, but then I have to have a $400 payment, so maybe that's really stupid. So I'm going to put off that idea for a while. I have lots to talk about today. Unlike last week, I had nothing to talk about, and I tried to stretch out that 40 minutes, so I'm not going to waste time. So I talk about the car Prius, and I really like it still. And I want to say, Bruce made chilies tonight. Chilies for Malaysian people, I don't know if you know, I personally didn't know much about chilies. Chilies for me means chilies, the plant, the spiced chilies. But here, chilies is kind of like a spicy mixture cooked with ground beef, sometimes also steak chunks. And sometimes, usually with onions, and sometimes with beans. In fact, most people put beans in theirs. And you eat with sour cream shredded cheese. And green onion sometimes. And so that's chili. And I have not, when I was in Malaysia, I didn't know about it until I watched this infomercial from the United States. So that's why I kind of set that up. Bruce made chili. This time it's real. I mean, he always makes very good chilies, but this time it's extremely good. I don't know what he did. He mixed ground beef, and I just realized the last time I made the last podcast, I made curry chicken salad, and the chicken salad talked back. And here I'm talking about food again. So he mixed ground beef and chunks of steak. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I had two bowls. And then chili just spoke too. And so it was really good. And I just want to let you know, it was really good. Oh, and he made cornbread also. And I don't know what he put in his. There's like corn, and there's flicks of like bacon bits and jalapeno. It was really good. So that's what I have for dinner. Even though it's like almost 10 o'clock, I'm still full and satisfied. It was really good. So after dinner, I came down here, watching a little bit of TV, and I was flipping through to, channels, and, we have this, the DVR, cable DVR. It's not TiVo. It's not TiVo. It's not TiVo brand, and it's similar to TiVo, but it's by our cable company. And it allows us to, record shows without using tape. And also, you can just program to record the whole season. We like that feature because we always miss our shows. And so I was flipping through channels, and I saw this new Showtime series called The Fat Actress. Oh my god, it is funny. It is really good. I mean, I've seen some of the the clips, and I have heard people talking about it, and I've read about it. I didn't know it was going to be that funny. I mean, I knew it was going to be funny, but I just didn't know it was that funny. And I really, really like it. So I'm going to be watching it. I've already programmed it on my DVR to record all the new shows. I've watched two seasons, so I don't know whether whether there's more or not, how many seasons have I missed. I think I might have caught the first two shows. Did I say season? No, I mean the first two shows of the season. And so if anybody knows, and of course this would probably only goes to people who are actually watching it, I just want to know whether I miss any episodes. I'm sure I can find it on the Showtime's website too, but if you know, just send me an email, online@gmail.com. And talking about email, I got an email from Chris. And I don't know if you remember Chris that I spoke to. In fact, yeah, I played his voicemail last week. Well, not last week, because I haven't been making a show for about 2 weeks. So the last show, I talked about Chris from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he wrote me an email again, and we've been exchanging a few emails, and he's good. He's American, like I say, because, you know, he's from Minnesota. But he has a little bit of a connection to Malaysia, and he went to Malaysia about the same time I went back last year, end of last year. And he sent me a picture of his mee goreng that he made. Oh my gosh, that made me hungry. I haven't even made mee goreng before. I don't think that was easy. Well, I've never really tried it. So, good job, Chris, if you're still listening. I would like to actually one of these days, maybe after Easter, definitely, when I have a little bit more time, I can think more about what I want to do with this show. One of the shows would probably be having a little interview with you. I would love to find out more about what your connection is with Malaysia and how you like Malaysia. And so thank you again, Chris, for sending me that picture of your mee goreng. It looks really good. And also, I need to open up my email application. What's her name? Yu Xian. Also, let me pull up my email. Sorry about that. Yu Xian also let me know that she actually thought about, even though she's in Australia, she actually thought about calling my comment line, which I encourage you to do, and I'm gonna play it. I mean, unless you tell me not to, but what's the point? You know, if you want to leave me a voice message, and you can leave me in any language, Hokkien, Hua Yi, Gong Dong Hua, anything, just, you know, leave me a message. I would really... It would really be nice to be able to play actual audio feedback from my listeners. And I will stop using the word fan because that's really stupid. I don't care if I have any fan at all as long as they're listeners. I know that there are some of my friends are listening. In fact, I have been checking. There are people, and if you are listening to this show, and if this is your first time, or you've been coming back to the show from a prior show, definitely write me. Go to my website, check out John. What is that? What is my website? Online.johnong.com. That's O-N-G, my last name, Ong, line, O-N-G-L-I-N-E, dot John Ong, J-O-H-N-O-N-G, dot com. Go to my website and there will be information about my comment line, which is 206-888-JOHN, or you can just send me an email online at gmail.com and just let me know how you found out about the show and where you are. Because I have been realizing that there are people from a few other countries that's been listening or at least downloading some of the parts of the show, if not all. And if you are listening to the show for the first time, or if you have been listening to the show for a while, I would love to know. Just know that I have listeners out there besides those that I force them to listen to. Not really. I think like my cousins and my relatives and a few of my closer friends are listening to it. But for those, it will be really exciting. Like Yu Xian, for example. Yu Xian is from originally from Malaysia, and she's studying in Melbourne, Australia, and she just wrote me an email and said, "Hey, my dad heard your show and thought that she should check it out." And so he sent us the link to UCN, and it's really interesting for me to find out how cool it is that, you know, out of nowhere somebody found my show that way. So let me know if you're listening. And I'm looking at some of my website stats, and I've been getting listeners from Canada, or what appeared to be, unless the Canadian sites that connected to my, or Canadian ISP who downloaded the shows from Canada are actually spammers, then that's a different deal. But if you're in Canada, because you're way up on top of my download listenership from the stats I can see, Australia, of course, is besides the United States, Australia's number one. There's also a small amount of people from, well, I shouldn't say small amount of people. I'm looking at the download stats. So a big downloads from Canada, big downloads from also Japan, Singapore, and Taiwan. And Taiwan might possibly be a gem from the Misadventures in Taiwan. She is one of the podcasts owner that she has this podcast that I listen to frequently, in fact religiously. Every single podcast she does I listen to, and so that might be from her, not sure. But also from Malaysia, and I know that my mom sometimes listens to it also, and people from Hong Kong. I know that my cousin Pauline and her husband listened to it too. Previously they used to. And so if you are listening to this show anywhere in the world, just, you know, pop me an email and say how you heard about the show. And it would really get me excited about that. Even though if you don't do that, I mean, I'm still continue doing the show, because I'm just so excited that Chris wrote and Yu Xian wrote, and all, you know, sometimes my friends would be telling me, "It's so funny to hear you talk about this and that." For instance, one of my two listeners, or one of my few listeners, Yu Xian, said that it was really funny because she thought about leaving, calling my comment line, because it's really inexpensive to call from Australia, because you can use like a phone card or something. Or did she say that? No, she didn't say that. She just said it's quite cheap to call from Australia. So she was thinking about calling and she was struggling. Don't struggle, Yu Xian, just call me. International code, John. The A now, Tong Ne Si, Lao Lue Comment, Yao, Lao Waka Bang, the Washo, Nasilu Mai Bang Le, Bunny Sila, the Bip, Nasilu Call bo lao mes lao message ko mai bang ka pa sung ma dio. So make sure you call when you feel like it. Don't feel pressure, but when you feel like it, call and leave a message and I'll play it. It's fun. It's fun to hear from the other side. It's really nice to have interaction. Like right now, you know, when I receive your mail, I'm very excited. I remember when I first replied your mail, you said, "Oh my God, it's so nice to, you know, that you're so excited that you get a reply from me, you know, feeling like you've been getting a mail from a celebrity or something." That's exactly what I feel. In fact, I'm doing this show and when I get somebody who listens to this show whom I do not know, it gets really fun and exciting. So definitely do that. Leave a message and don't be shy about your own voice. And then she said, and Yu Xian said that, oh, luckily she didn't call because otherwise she would have heard her own voice on the show. And yes, you will. But that's what's cool about podcasting is, you know, you can call and leave me a comment line and then I'll be able to play it back on my show. And even if you don't want to call, if let's say you're very savvy with a computer, and if you just want to leave a comment, an audio comment, and just make it into a small MP3 file and attach it and send it to my email at online@gmail.com, and then I can also play it. So, that said, and happy Easter to everyone. I'm just looking at Yuxian's email and she wished me happy Easter. I want to say happy Easter to everybody. I will be singing a lot because of that, you know, Good Friday and the Easter Vigil on Saturday as well as Sunday morning. I'll be singing all 3 days. So I'll be very busy and hope that my voice will be up for it by then. I'm sure it will. And let's see what I have here. Oh my God, it's almost a half hour. And at least I have things to say. Last week's show was probably the worst show ever. And let me think. Oh, okay. And then I bought a CD from this website called LeslieHall.com. In fact, I went to LeslieHall. In fact, I heard about LeslieHall.com through one of the podcasts that I listen to all the time, Yeast Radio and Feast of Fools. Just to give you a little bit of an idea what those shows are, and if you haven't already been there, the Feast of Fools, funny, gay theme, very funny, also not suitable for children, but it's very funny and very entertaining, and so is Yeast Radio. Yeast Radio, of course, the very famous Madge Weinstein, the bloated lesbian, is the host of the show, and she's just wonderful, and I just absolutely love her show. And sometimes, if you can, and she's very crude, she would just say things. Language is very crude, but I think she has great message. Sometimes, most of the time, she has really silly and fun things to say, and sometimes beyond that silly joke, there's something really significant behind it. So that's why I love the show. And she's also giving away free iPods. If you're in the United States, even if you're not in the United States, if you're not offended by, really crude language, if it's fun. If you're easily offended by crude language, don't try it. But if you are not, check it out. It really is a fun show. And she's giving away a free iPod every week. I think she's probably down to her third one or her fourth one by now. So I don't know whether you'll be missing it, but she's giving out free iPods. So that's really cool. So that's eastradio.com. And, and I was talking about that. Oh, yeah, through her show, I also found out about this singer called Leslie Hall. Well, singer loosely. She's really an artist. I don't know if I would call her a singer, but she does have an album. And since, her singing is not great, but it's very funny, it's very fun, and, you know, it's art, I think. She also collects jam sweaters. So it's really, really funny. You can go to lesliehall.com and find out about her gem sweater collection or her band, which is called Leslie and the Lees. And that's spelled L-Y apostrophe S. And it's really funny. And in fact, I'm going to play without her permission, but I thought it would be okay since it's an independent label. I want to play snippets of a few songs that I found really entertaining and cool.
Ring-a-dang-dang. Dang. Who's got that thing?
That's it. And she raps. And I'm going to play that music in the back.
Yo, Grandpa, I wrote this one for you. Don't be no crazy cool. Here I'm coming now.
It's entertaining. Not quite a singer, I don't believe, but she's very entertaining. So that's Leslie Hall for you right there. And that song, particular song, is Ring-a-Ding-Ding. I also like Gold Pants. Gold Pants is probably one of her most famous song. And here it is for you. And I just want you to have a little taste of it. It's not the typical CD that you would expect, but I bought it. It's like, I think only $8 or something. And I bought it because it's supporting artists. And she really is a good artist, and not quite a singer, like I said, since I'm a vocalist myself. But she's creative, and she's funny, and she's just simply cool. So here's Gold Pants.
Beats like these could break through walls. I get my motivation from shopping in malls. I'm a BEA, beautiful girl, bringing drama mama all over the world. If you're feeling lonely and your grandma don't know me, then bring her on down to my hip hop show. The way I'm going with beats like these, you might need to get down on one knee. Thank you, Mama, for making me gold pants. Now I can dance and make romance. I pray out the week, feed from the knee. I charge too much, so I might.
So there you go, that's Gold Pants for you. And there is also one of the songs, and I forgot which one it is. It's not Gem Sweater. I forgot. There's one of the songs that actually turned out really good. Really good. I forgot which track it was. Maybe it's this one. Well, maybe I'll play it for the next show. I'll play it next time when I have when I do another show. But you know, you can kind of have a little taste of her songs. Oh, this one's good.
La la.
Oh, sorry.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
So very interesting, huh? And of course, you're going to have to listen to that song more to find out why the Jurassic Park theme is in there. Anyway, and if you want to find out more about this song or, you know, any of the songs that I played from Leslie Hall's album, you can go to lesliehall.com and then just click on the Leslie and the Lees link, and you can even purchase there if you click on the shop link. It's cute. And that's why I bought the CD. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. And I think that's probably it. Let me see what I have to do. I have to say happy birthday to Malcolm. Happy birthday, Malcolm, from Cuckoo John. And I hope to be able to talk to you guys soon. I haven't seen you guys on Skype for a while. So I hope to see you guys on Skype. And let me see if I have anything that I want to say. I think that's probably about it. And until my next show, I think I should be able to do my next show next week, I hope, because of Easter and crazy workload at both my jobs. And this fighting this cold has really been putting me back on everything. So behind schedule and everything. So I'm going to try to actually have another show next week. And next week will also... Oh, since it's on the 22nd also, I want to say happy birthday to my cousin also, Anat. Happy birthday. 不在录听到这show了，那是录应该听了，这是不听。听到这show了哈，那是录听到这来讲，happy birthday, Anat. And then after her birthday would be my birthday. And I already received my first birthday present, and it's something really, really cool and very special. And I will talk about it next time. My next show would probably be my birthday show, possibly. If I, you know, 7 days from now would be what, the 29th? Somewhat. My birthday's on March 31st, and you can send me a birthday gift if you want to. No, you don't have to. You just, oh, you know what would be good is if you want to send me a birthday gift, just send me an email, or better still leave me a voice comment on my comment line 206-888-JOHN, or just simply just go to my website, you can go to johnong.com and just click on the online link, or you can just go straight there by typing in online.johnong.com, and then you go to my website. And you can email me there also. There's a link from my website to my Gmail account, that is online@gmail.com. So next show, I will tell you more about my birthday present that I've received today. Not today, yesterday, but I'll tell you more about the birthday present the next time on online podcast. Thank you very much for listening to my show, downloading my show. Keep doing that. And send me a message. Like I said, like I told you 100 million times, send me a message if you're listening to the show and you haven't gotten in touch with me. Thank you very much. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.